What's up, Connor?
Thank you for asking. Nothing. Do you want me to do my boys club?
If you want to get right into
people
it.
People that fall. My boys club is men who fall, grown men who fall.
Okay.
I fell again. It was the third time in.
Show the people. Show the people.
This is, can you see it? Okay.
Can you paint the picture for me?
Yeah, I was walking home from Secret Pour, and well, I was like coming home from Secret Pour, and I just like missed the curb. And honestly, like I don't know. I just missed the curb. I've done so many curbs in my life.
Maybe your boys club should be people who don't fall.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like that's more the end club.
I'm in the out club.
You're in the out club.
You're outside of the club of people
who can not fall over.
I am embarrassed. Like, so 15 months ago in August, I don't know what month, whatever, when I was living in the last place that I lived in, I fell because I was listening to our podcast. And then I'm just like lying on the ground and like no one helped me, which is better because I would have been embarrassing. And then like 8 months ago in July, mm-hmm. I fell crossing the street in front of Equinox Bond Street because I was on Grindr. And then this man did try to help me, and I was like,
"Was he on Grindr?"
No, it was like the kindest straight man who was like, "You should not even have to be to put with this chaos."
Yeah. So,
and then last night I felt I'm like I keep falling.
Were you on your phone again?
No, I literally missed a curb. I don't even know if I missed a curb. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But I was on the ground. It's like one moment I was up, the next moment I was maybe I had a brain thing.
No.
You don't think so?
Probably not. I think you missed the curb.
Mr. Carney, did I have a brain thing? I guess that's not what he does.
He can check it out. Wait, I had another question for you about falling over.
Here's all the parts that hurt. Okay, so my hand is fine. The hand's no issue at all. I've done worse. Yeah, actually, it's prettier. The parts that hurt of my body are as follows. Number one, my ankle, but I think it's fine. Immediately, the ankle is the biggest problem. Like, that's what feels like it's going to be bad, but now uh-huh. The ankle's fine. And then also, my hip feels really bad, but it felt worse the first time that I fell.
Did you fall on your hip, or you think you did something when you fell?
I don't know. I was just on the ground. You know when you're on the ground, and it's kind of like, hey, stay right here. You're going to want to remember this information. Don't move. You're going to remember how you fell. But I like
and you didn't.
But you're just trying to get up as fast as possible.
Yeah. The last time I fell.
And my tibia hurts.
Man, you really took a tumble.
Yeah.
Last time I fell in public, I don't know. But I fell off my bike a couple years ago.
Oh.
Because this car.
Like, oh, I knew you when that happened.
You did know me when that happened. This car like turned in front of me when I was going straight and he was turning right and I didn't see him coming. And so I'd slam on the brakes. So I flipped over the handlebars. I was totally fine.
It wasn't your fault. It was the car's fault.
Probably, I should have slowed down too, though.
No.
But don't say it. Fuck the cars. Yeah.
Never.
Legally, it was not my fault. It was really embarrassing to have a bunch of people be like, can we help you up?
That's the worst part.
I'm a grown man.
You're like, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm fine. And honestly,
it's a real ego hit.
I saw a man slip on a street that was called Montrose Avenue. I saw him, which is not near where we live. And I saw him slip and. I turned around. I actually heard him slip and then I turned around and he was like on the ground, but he was getting up. And I was like, I'm not offering to help because I don't want you to feel embarrassed. But I didn't say that.
And then he said, this fucking gay guy.
I know. I was like, yeah, I probably should have been. You're so right.
I keep seeing people going on. It's like so. It's the snow's gone now, but when it was icy recently, like people are going on runs.
This is when he
across
slipped.
The ice.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
We're not doing that.
No, thank you.
We're not doing that. So mine is people that don't fall and.
And that's actually not part of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. My boys go for this week is sometimes we do categories of things like that, like sort of ethereal things. But we saw an actual boys club
Which
the other
it?
Day. You and I came back on Monday from a show in Philadelphia. Shout out anybody that came and saw us in Philly.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
We had a great time. We were on the Amtrak home at 9:45 p.m. And there were three guys in the like service cart where there's tables and stuff, and they'd slammed back like three beers each at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were going, where they were coming from, but it was like the most fratty scene I've seen in a while. Like it was like I was like, you guys can't be from New York. Like this is like a different vibe completely.
I feel like
giving like hockey dudes.
I think they live in Murray Hill. And I think they take that bus that I take to LBI.
Yeah.
No, that bus where I'm the oldest one and everyone's 22 and I think it's those guys.
Yeah. But
did it jar me?
You off guard?
Yeah, I felt like I was back in high school.
I felt like I was
humiliated.
It was shocking. It was pretty wild. I was just like, it's a Monday and it's 9:45 p.m.
Day.
I guess.
They took a trip to Philly for the weekend.
No, they were already on the train.
They took a trip to D.C.
Maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, I'm obsessed with being like, where's this train coming from? Like, what was this like before I got on?
It fully tells you. And then we got to where we sat down, and there was a full Russian skating team or something.
That's what those girls were?
I told you they were not American.
Oh, really?
I was like, they're speaking a different language. And you were like, I'm pretty sure they just said fuck. I was like, I think that translates all.
I do think they said fuck.
Because then the coaches started speaking Russian.
Oh.
From what I can gather, it seemed Russian.
If I don't know what someone's saying, I'll always be like, do you know that about me? Sometimes I'll nod, but I won't know what you said. Does that bother you?
Not at all.
Just to keep the peace.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Yeah.
People pleaser.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a pathological people pleaser.
People pleaser Monday, please.
It's always people pleaser, situationship Tuesday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, so my boys club was an actual boys club. We saw
those
in
boys.
The wild. Yeah.
And then also everyone in Philadelphia, they were the happiest people that I've ever seen.
Oh, they were great. Philly audience was amazing. Yeah.
Those people seemed happy. They seemed like they were not tethered down by the chaos that is New York City.
Yeah.
And it was definitely was like, I was like, oh, we are cursed and we have to live here. Like, for sure, I never will leave. Because I am cursed, but like, wouldn't it be nice to be a person that could live in Philly?
Yeah, I mean, Philly was nice. There was some cool stuff there.
Yeah,
they got an Equinox now.
They do have an Equinox.
Barry's Boot Camp. I mean, they're really becoming a.
I don't like Barry's Boot Camp.
I'm not.
This is not a Barry's Boot Camp podcast. We don't think anyone should be on a treadmill. I think treadmills are literally so. I think in 3 years we're gonna be like the craziest things we did were Grindr, the subway, and treadmills.
Yeah. Driving cars, maybe at some point.
Driving cars.
I think at some point, too, American football is, we're going to be like,
CTE.
What the hell? Yeah.
Like that it's too violent.
I just read something today. I've been reading this book about youth sports.
Oh my God, I cannot. I'm literally trying to read. I'm still trying to finish Bird by Bird. Like, are you kidding me? Can you stop? Can you slow down so I can get one in?
Well, anyway, I read
this
book.
This is like book. Even followers. It is just like, oh my God, I was trying to get to 17-4 and you're over here just like, Jesus.
Well, anyway, I read this book about youth sports and it was talking about like all the, basically the way that youth sports have become such an enterprise that they've ruined children's sports. But I didn't realize this, but because I thought, you know, if you put your kids in football, like maybe that gets some of their aggression out. But it turns out kids who play football are 40% more likely to be aggressive outside of the sport as well.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Because they're like rewarded for being aggressive in the game. So they feel like that's like something they should take outside the game.
Oh my God, I don't even know what to make of this statistic.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Call of Duty, football. So these are all contributing to
these
like why men are weird.
We're blowing the whistle. Yes.
That's it. So what are men supposed to do when they're little, when they're boys?
Play like other games that are not so aggressive.
Do the musical. Do the musical.
Yeah, do the musical.
People in the musical, they were not aggressive. And we were rewarded for aggression. Rewarded for aggression, kind of.
Rewarded kind of, for playing the straight roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The craziest part was senior year where I played a character that everyone in the story thought he was gay, but he really wasn't. And it's like, that's not really how this works. That's not. In Fame, my character in Fame was like, everyone thinks he's gay.
Was that
really
the one
not.
Where you're like, I'm glad you played this character gay?
No, that was 12th night where I was Duke Orsino.
Who is gay in a way?
Well, in this production, he was for sure. And we had to provide our own costumes, and mine were from American Eagle.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, should we bring our guest in?
Yes. Hi.
Boys, our guest this week is an amazing comedy legend on the internet. You might have seen some of her videos online. She's an online comedic content creator, and we're very excited that she's here. Boys, please welcome to your ears and to your eyes, Molly.
Hi.
What's up?
Thank you for calling me a legend. That's so generous.
Of course. Listen, everybody on this podcast is a legend. Are you somebody who falls frequently? Do you feel like you have good balance?
I feel like I stumble, and then I'll, like, save myself, but, like, not really, because people will see me struggle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
In New York City, there's too many people, and then there's also too many roads that have a weird brick missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also just, like, too many hazards out there.
There are hazards.
You gotta get around, like, there being, like, shit on the ground and, like, the grates.
There's
too
shit
much.
Everywhere.
There's too much.
We're honestly worse than falling. Something that happens to me a lot is, like, when I'm walking and, like, the sidewalk is uneven and then you kind of just, like, take a weird step like a toddler.
Yeah.
Like, that will ruin my day.
I do that all the time because I kind of drag my feet when I walk, so I will sometimes, like, trip myself and that been, like, not enough, but just, like, that kind of a weird step and I'm like, I look like I don't know how to walk.
Yeah, or, like, a cartoon, like, with my feet, yeah.
Totally. Have you taken the Amtrak before? Are you familiar with the...
I am familiar with the Amtrak.
Yeah. Have either of you ever gotten, I guess you don't drink, you're sober, but have you ever...
I'm sober.
...gotten drunk on the Amtrak?
Which makes my falling really crazy.
I've never gotten drunk on the Amtrak, but on the New Jersey Transit, I've taken it drunk and...
Totally.
...have fallen asleep and woken up in, like, the wrong town so many times.
Oh, God.
Did you watch Arthur, the TV show?
I did.
Remember, he does that.
He gets drunk.
He gets drunk.
He falls in the street. He, after like swimming class.
DW's like, Arthur, you're on the sauce again.
That's what we need to really prepare kids for this, is to be like, here's what life's really going to be like. But
you're going to wake up in Dover, New Jersey with no way home. It's the last train of the night. You're fucked.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That Jesus. Also is giving Lena Dunham in Girl, She Does That. But it's like on the app train or something.
Yeah.
Wait, I have been drunk on the New Jersey Transit.
You
or the Lur.
Have to be.
Yeah, if you... The Long Island Railroad?
No, it had. We were going to Jersey, so I guess it was the New Jersey Transit.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Did they sell alcohol in the New Jersey Transit, or it's BYOB?
It's BYOB.
Totally.
I was 20. They didn't sell alcohol anywhere.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's nicer about being underage, honestly, is that everything is your bar. Because like,
yeah, that's true.
Everything's BYOB when you're 20.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten drunk on the Amtrak. I've taken an edible on the Amtrak. But they got beautiful views, so that's kind of nice.
Wait, I was a little shroomy one time on the Amtrak.
How'd that feel?
Bad.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to be on public transit on shrooms.
No, I just, yeah, no. I like listen to a Taylor Swift album and like by myself. That's the end of that story.
That's beautiful, though.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
She's okay. Like, I don't have any strong opinions.
That's good.
I'm scared to
if
answer
you
the
did,
question.
No, totally.
Sad that you
no,
did.
That's a question that, like, that feels like it's a bomb going
yeah.
off.
Yeah. It also would be, like, so annoying because I, like, wouldn't want to talk about it for the rest of the podcast. And, like,
as you said, you wouldn't chase her down the street just now.
I wouldn't. I'll see her on set. I want to see her when the time is right, when creatively
when you guys
align.
Are both doing a Verizon commercial together.
Don't you think? Yeah. Like, when we kind of meet up contractually.
Totally.
It feels like when you want to meet your heroes.
Yeah, you want your assistant heroes. Involved.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure,
yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not really somebody who, I don't know. I've never understood people who will, like, there's very few celebrities that I think I would like actively wait in line to like meet. I don't know. I don't feel like it ever goes how you want it to go.
Yeah.
It just kind of is like a weird conversation with a person who you've never met before, who like is meeting 1,000 fans in that day.
I love a Z-list celebrity. Like that's who I will go crazy for. Like I passed Frankie Jonas in the street one time and I was just like, so I like audibly was like Frankie Jonas by myself. And then after I was like, that was kind of weird.
Is he a child? No, he's a guy. He's grown now.
I think he's grown, yeah.
Is he the fourth one?
He is.
I'm outing myself.
How do you...
Old.
It's crazy that they have a band called the Jonas Brothers, and then yet there's still a brother who never got in the band. Like,
but he got a lot of money, I bet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those guys are still touring.
There's like a weird age gap, so there's
Fair.
No place for him.
You should have given him like a triangle and just been like, you'll be in the band when you're ready, man. But I just wonder if that's a weird family dynamic, if three of you have a business together and the other one is just like a guy.
My brothers are in a lot of group chats together because my brothers both live in D.C. together.
So you mean just a one-on-one chat, yes. The two of them?
They like hang out
they
together.
Just talk.
Yes. It's just regular
they hang
communication.
Out, and I never get any words. I literally texted everyone. Never mind. I texted everyone that lives in D.C. and I was like, do you guys even care about me still? And then one person was like, when are you going to come visit? And it's like, that's really far. I'm not going there. D.C. is too far away.
Yeah.
But it's weird to have all your whole family in one spot except for you.
I'm sorry.
End of story. No, it's fine. Because then you're also going to like, I'm sorry I'm in New York. I'm sorry I'm in New York City. I'm sorry I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because like we couldn't live in D.C.
No, I just think, I still feel that if I lived in D.C., I would be so irritated that like the company of the company town is like the government. I just think that would be really bad vibes.
Or like romantically, maybe enchanting, maybe sometimes.
I don't think so. I mean, regardless of who's in charge, like it just regardless of the times we're in, I just think that people that are really into politics can be really, I don't know. It's like a lot of like lobbyists and things like that. Like I think it's like they're all kind of shady.
They're really dorky, I gotta say. I'm so sorry. My brother lives in D.C. and when I visited him, like no hate to the people there, but we would go to the bars and I'm just like, everyone just looks like they got out of like a Model UN trip.
Yeah.
Also, there's hella roaches there, like way more than New York. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was there 2 years ago and the sidewalks were covered in roaches.
Ew.
That's gnarly.
Or like you would crunch on them.
My brother lived in an English basement, they call it, which is where you go. It's horrible. Do you know what that is?
No.
I think we call it a garden unit, but like
it's the downstairs.
The way
one?
They have them is like nothing I've ever seen. Like it feels, yes, downstairs, below the ground, the basement. And then every time you walk, like, but he had like a little thing outside his door where it's like you walk in and you're like, there could be 7 rats in here and we wouldn't know.
Oh, God.
Until you're in it.
Yeah, I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, and we have lots of roaches down there too. I think they like the heat.
Yeah, and the humidity.
Yeah,
probably.
And they're big down there. Like they're big in DC too, like because it's like down south.
I have one in that windowsill over there that's been dead and I'm going to do something about it. And I really am going to do something about it. Like, it's outside, but it's inside. It's in, like, it's literally, like, in the window. If
you
that makes
don't want to keep it around. Their friends really? And family will come for vengeance. Oh, I'm not joking.
Vengeance?
Like, they will smell their dead brother and, like, come.
And get it.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of it.
That's and like a lot
see,
of bugs. Yeah.
If you see little ones, you're closer to the nest.
I feel really ill.
Little ones, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, that means you're in an infestation zone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I'm seeing giant fucking ones. I'm okay, seeing
that's
granny.
Good news, I guess.
Wait, do you want to look at it? Yeah. It's kind of like red.
We brought in a roach expert today.
Wait, can you look at it after this to make sure it's really a roach?
To make sure it's a roach?
It's like a little red. Should they be red?
They've got some red in them.
Okay,
a brown red.
It's a ginger.
Yeah.
I
natural
saw a dead
redhead.
Roach downstairs on the first floor recently, and I was like, I'm going to leave that there in hopes that a more type A neighbor sees it and communicates this to someone.
Yeah, that was like me when somebody pissed on our front door. I was like, I hope one of my neighbors gets around to this. Anyway.
Wait, I wanted to say the most important thing ever. I agree with you. Z-list celebrity, that's who you want to see. I don't need to see Reese Witherspoon in the street. No. I'm good. But I want to see, like, if you've been on Survivor, I will lose my mind.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. We were just at, we have, like, a monthly stand-up show that we do at Club Cumming, which is Alan Cumming's club. So they've been doing Traitors watch parties there for the new Peacock show. And so part of the watch parties is they'll have the cast members come watch it there. And who was there last week? It was very much Z-list celebrities, whoever it was.
Carolyn,
Wes, whatever. These folks that are on Traitors that are like reality television stars.
Just normal people who still have jobs as realtors. Like, it's very, that's the vibe.
Yeah. But I do, like, to that point, I feel like you want somebody who's like also going to be a little excited about the interaction.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get that every day. Like, you don't want, like, like Miley Cyrus, like, she's, probably, like, get away. But.
And if you're at home, I want you to know that I would still be excited by most of your interactions. So send those messages. Not if they're weird. If they're too weird, don't send it. If they're a little weird, that's
only
fine.
If you know about roaches. That's if you. That's when you can reach out.
Yeah, if you're an exterminator.
Yeah.
Actually, really, if you are an exterminator, I do need that because I think I have mice. It doesn't matter. We can't do this. But I agree with you, Z-list.
Honestly, even like my own personal celebrities. Like if I saw like a teacher from like high school, like I would lose my shit. Like that's a celebrity to me.
Totally. Did you guys have anybody in like your local like hometowns that were like big, like just for the town, like a local celebrity in that way?
No.
We had favorites.
I feel crazy.
I don't know if that'd be like from like a super, super small town. So there were like boosters or whatever the fuck.
Oh,
like,
sure. Yeah.
Know, it was like that kind of.
Yeah. I'm trying to
think. Are those elected officials?
No, they're just like rich people who like donate money and stuff.
And they're just like, it's just kind of another way to move their money around and things like that and wield power. Yeah. We had a Savannah's minor league baseball team is called the Savannah Bananas.
That's awesome.
You've maybe seen their videos before. They do kind of like a Globetrotter kind of vibe where it's like half baseball, half like a dance. And
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Yeah. It's really okay. So they rebranded in like maybe 2015-ish. Maybe 10 years ago or so they rebranded. The city voted on the name Savannah Bananas. And they used to be the Sand Nats or something. The rebrand has taken them from, like, nobody used to go to those games when they were the Sand Nats. You can't get tickets anymore. They're, like, sold out all the time. They're wildly popular. Yeah. But some of those players, I think, are, like, kind of, like, local celebs now because...
Did it go to their head?
Oh, for sure. It's
really?
It's all dudes. I mean, it's all, like, because it's a minor league team. It's a lot of, like, guys who play in college that are, like, doing summer ball or something. So it's, like, a lot of, like, bro-y baseball dudes who all of a sudden are, like... sort of sex symbols, sort of dancers, sort of like, you know, like doing like little hip thrusts on the mounds and like the old ladies are like, like it's wild. It's a wild place.
I feel like, so I'm a group fitness instructor part-time sometimes. And I feel like when I walk around with the people that do that same job in Philly, they seem like minor celebs to me. And then I'm like, oh, if we move to Philly, we could be maybe major celebs.
Yeah.
Like maybe we could be real big deals.
Yeah, if you were an instructor of
you
sorts.
You can say it.
Solid core.
Solid core. Yeah. Do you do solid core?
Okay.
I hate that question.
I went to solid core once,
totally.
And it wasn't for me. I don't know.
Do you think that like you would like my class? Because I think that like I am the best. I'm really good at it.
I think I would just like your demeanor because no hate to the instructor. Hey, she was
no
very
the way you
loud.
Say no hate. It calms the millennial in me so much where it's like no hate,
like the no hate campaign, the no hate.
Because I don't want to, it it's like, no offense, like I don't know her, but she was just like a bit obnoxious for me, where she was like, yeah, come on guys, you got this, and I was like, you need to shut the fuck up.
I'm very factual and I'm very calm. I was just saying this to someone who said that their fitness instructor tried to make jokes. I don't make jokes. We have time for that. Like, I'm very calm. I give you information. I tell you what degree your knee needs to be at. Yeah. I don't tell you it's going to be okay. I don't have the information to tell you that. I don't know.
To be fair, I've taken his class twice. It was pretty hard, but it is a good workout for the abs, at least.
And then I end every class saying something like, if you vote against gay guy rights, you don't deserve gay guy fitness instructor. And then I leave.
Period. Yes.
So that, he's radicalizing millennial women across this city.
You should charge them more.
Yeah.
Or I say, well, then I made...
You could have a tip bucket.
I know.
Donate to a gay today.
I know. I need to do
or
that.
Or you're homophobic.
Yeah.
And I
threaten them.
I do wonder that was something. I don't think they're homophobic. I think that they maybe don't like, I don't know. I think they, one time this girl said that she didn't fuck with lesbians. And then I made my whole playlist lesbian. And
she wouldn't know though.
Oh, right. Well, I told her. So I said,
he's waging war on these women.
You're gonna hate this. But
and then every time I would play the playlist, I'd be like, this whole playlist is lesbians. And then someone said it was sad, and I said, well, that's the queer experience. Because it's literally
that's kind
like,
of lesbianism in a nutshell. Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of pining, it's a lot of waiting.
It's like Casual by Chapel Roan. Kind of a sad
How are you doing like side crunches to Casual? Is it
fucked you is in the bathroom when we went to dinner?
Wow. Well, this is a great advertisement for your class, I think.
And Gigi Perez is. Do you know Gigi Perez?
No.
Okay, I'm telling you, Gigi Perez is going to be huge. Sad, maybe lesbian, not really sure. Singer that I just think is going to fucking
take
over.
But she's on the playlist.
She's on the playlist, and yeah, it's like just gutting music.
Yeah,
it's like sad Muna, not even happy Muna. And they make happy stuff, but it's just the sad stuff.
Yeah,
it's Julian Baker. It's
like, my God.
Yeah,
you're really trying to depress these women.
Yes, I.
You should hate yourself.
Yeah. You're just trying to get them to come back.
I know.
You're like, if you're mad and you're upset about it, you'll just keep coming back and wanting more.
If I go to a workout class and it's like at the Space Jam, I'm like, no. And then, but if I go and it's kind of like, they're like, I'll fucking work. I'm going to give it my all.
Yeah, you need to be speaking to your ex as you're doing the crunches. Like, I never loved you. Like, yeah, no, totally. Totally.
I did, though.
Should we... I know. should we get into some boys clubs?
Okay. What is a boys club that you are not a part of?
I'm not a part of?
Yes.
Giving a shit about football and, like, the Super Bowl.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I agree.
You could not pay me.
Did you care at all about the, like, halftime show or, like, the ads or anything? Like, or even, like, the... For, like, Super Bowl specific, like, the parties around it. Like, do you care about any of that kind of stuff or just the game you don't like?
The halftime show a little bit. I honestly, like... I was in London during the Super Bowl, so, like, the time difference, I didn't even, like, end up watching it at all. But usually, like, I'll turn it on, and I'll be like, I'll just watch the commercials, and then 5 minutes into it, I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I'll just watch the halftime show on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
I agree with everything I don't like. I actually literally find it hard to find one redeeming thing about football, like the Super Bowl in general. I don't like January. I don't like
February.
I don't like.
I don't like that either.
I don't like the winter of it all.
Yeah.
I like pretzel bites fine. Like I don't need to eat them at someone's house.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just
you're not a drinker, so
I don't drink.
Yeah.
If I relapse, maybe I'd get into football. I don't know. I don't like that. It's rowdy and chaotic, and I don't like any of it.
Yeah, I gotta say too, like. I feel like the commercials have just gotten worse and worse. I don't know if it's because when I was a kid, I was more impressed by the commercials, but I was like not into any of them this year. I thought they were not that good.
I was really into the commercials. It's like for the 2 years I worked in marketing, and I was like, I'm watching for the commercials because I work in marketing. I work in marketing, so I'll be watching for the commercials.
Yeah, everybody's going to need to be, we got to watch.
As a marketer, it's like as an influencer marketer for a protein bar company, I have to watch this.
You're talking in.
I know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Yes. I like watching... I like football enough. I'm not like huge into it, but I like it enough. You're looking at me like that's a lie. I do like football.
Wait, no, that's just my face. Wait, I know you do. I remember that. I have a picture of you watching the Dogs game in a room where everyone else is
so
having
that,
a party.
That was also because my hometown, like home state team, was in it. So that was a little bit more like.
Wait,
you know,
as football pertains to you, I love it. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Like in that sense, I'm obsessed with football.
Yeah, but in general, like I also find it hard to find any redeeming qualities about the sport. Because if you whittle it down, it is a CTE-inducing violent game that we now know have more statistics about how violent it is.
Yeah.
And also it's like kind of like a game of war where you're like trying to like take more like field position than the other. It's like a very strange.
There has to be a joke that's like, I'll stop tanning when you stop playing doing CTE football. Like it feels like the straight guys get CTE and the gay guys get melanoma. Like it's, that's bad. This is a writer's
room.
You
get the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not really. Yeah, I'm not. I feel like the Super Bowl has lost its luster for me a little bit too. I don't know. It's hard to. Especially like the game this year, it was a blowout. Like it wasn't even a fun game.
And ultimately at the end of the day, how I feel about this is that I think things shouldn't be more than 90 minutes.
Oh, that's the other thing is it takes way too fucking long. And yeah. It's like too many breaks.
Yes.
I don't know.
Football has a lot of downtime.
They keep turning the clock off and all you have in
Turn
this world is the
on.
Clock.
Like,
turn the clock.
I'm done waiting. Yeah.
You know, I saw a college basketball game where it was the same thing. And it's just like, can we please let the clock just go?
Yeah.
We just have to let it go. It's very frustrating.
See, that's the best thing about soccer. Soccer is 45 minutes and they don't stop the clock at all.
I think soccer really is a beautiful sport.
90 minutes in total. Thank you.
I really do. I went to that Gotham FC. If they want to reach out to us, if they want to have us back, we would love to go.
Definitely. Yeah.
We'd be back in a
heartbeat. We love women's soccer. I was going to say about, have you ever been to a football game live? Like, did you go to a big football college or high school?
Yeah, I went to Rutgers. So,
okay,
like,
cool.
I mean, our football team was ass, but like I would go sometimes. Yeah.
Did you ever go?
Yes.
Did Elon have a good team?
I would certainly not. Absolutely not. No. I would go. I would dress up. Like I would wear kind of, I actually probably dress like the oldest man you've ever seen in retrospect. Like I would dress so old. Like I would wear a puffer vest and over like a flannel, but it was plaid, like a tucked in plaid shirt. And I would wear like aviators and like kind of walk around like I had a job to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a taped to you handle of something.
Well,
to the football game.
So here's the thing.
Like
by the
coach?
Time, so I started getting sober when I was freshman, between freshman and sophomore year of the college. I was like, I have to get whatever. So when I started, but I didn't like. It doesn't matter. So, but then I got really into the Monsters, and then the Monster brand ambassadors,
the energy drink,
correct?
Okay,
would give me. Which honestly, let him drink.
I know, like it's like what's worse for you?
They would give me like three. Those people loved me. Like those three, like. Monster Ultra, whatever.
Interesting.
They
had like
got to be worse.
They had like brand ambassadors
only from Monster.
Wait, did you have Red Bull?
We
girls?
Had the Red Bull ones.
Yes.
Yeah, with the backpacks.
Yes.
Yeah, Elon needs to step it up.
We had the Red Bull ones. Yeah,
we did not
Sorry.
Have that.
Yeah,
that's cooler.
But okay, so I went to school in the South as well, and so the football game like tailgate culture was huge, but also like people wore like very preppy stuff. Like guys would wear like what you were describing, like kind of.
Like just like an old man.
Oh my god!
Just
looking like a whore. To yeah. I wore a shirt that said "Sluggers." Like,
that's beautiful.
That is, yeah.
If I had gone to Ithaca College, I think I really could have been queer.
Yeah,
like I would be different.
You know, one of the people that came to our show this weekend, two parents. They have a trans son. They were talking to me after. And their trans son's going to Ithaca College.
That's where you're supposed
to go. It's a
very
queer place, I guess.
If you're queer and you're picking colleges, and if our listeners are 17,
you
should be going to
Ithaca
College.
Yeah, but because like anyway, the tailgate like culture was like guys wearing like salmon pants and like bow ties, and then girls wearing like dresses and stuff.
Lily Pulitzer.
Yes, very like it was a very big. Like I didn't go to a lot of games, so like I'd never really felt like that kind of pressure to like dress up. But I was like, how do you guys do this every Saturday? Like this is so. Don't you want to wear like the jersey to the game or something, or something that you can like get beer all over, because that's what's gonna happen.
I know. Okay, and then I lived next door freshman year. Soccer girls were across the hall and they were mean to everyone except for me. They took me to a tanning salon. They would drive me tanning with them, which was amazing because I didn't have to take the bus. And then right next door was cheerleaders, who were really nice, but then one of them did get married on a hill in front of a cross. And I just thought that was really fascinating. Not a hill, it was a mountain. It's going to be a mountain.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's there's no butt. I think that's great. It looked really pretty. But I was just like, that's really kind of haunting.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other like football-y, like boys club-y things, because there's the tailgates. And did you ever like, were you big into, obviously like Rutgers was like, they were D1, right?
I think so. We were in the Big Ten, whatever the
fuck that means. Yeah, Rutgers is D1. Yeah. So did you guys like, was football like the biggest like draw for sports, or like basketball or?
I don't know. Like I think our basketball team was a little bit better, but like. Our football team just sucked so hard. Like, they joined the Big Ten, like, my freshman year. at our team, so we were like the underdogs.
Yeah.
I remember our freshman year, there was like one game where I think we had to forfeit because the entire team got arrested.
What?
Like, oh, not even God. Like together. Like, they all just like happened to like fuck up and get arrested. Like, it was just like such a joke. And then they, I don't know, they hired a new coach and then they like forced him to resign. It was just like a mess. But God. Like,
wait, when you guys got in the Big Ten, does that mean, is it literally 10? Did someone leave?
Oh, you're asking the wrong. I have no idea what it means.
I don't think so.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. The yeah. number's a metaphor.
10 is a metaphor.
10 was like the...
10 is a metaphor for 14. It's
amazing. Yeah. No, that's happening with a lot of conferences now because they're all like, even the ACC just added like SMU, which ACC stands for Atlantic Coast Conference, and it has like SMU, which is in Texas.
The girl that I know that stormed the Capitol went to SMU for her MBA.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
I won't
right.
say her name.
Sounds about right. You watch it. You were on the precipice name. Of saying a name. I saw it on the tip of your fucking tongue.
We're done to
I
say
thought
names.
You were just going to say it.
We're done saying names. I promise I won't. We don't say names anymore.
After he dropped a lot of first and last for the first
Unless
40
we're only
episodes.
Saying positive things about
him. But anyway, the ACC now has SMU and then like Stanford and Cal, which are fully on the West Coast.
No,
so
that's crazy.
It's all a metaphor now. It's all for hell. But. Okay.
Were you part of March Madness?
No.
Oh. I got really into that in seventh grade, and it was kind of like, that was all I needed out of it. Like, I really liked it. Mm-hmm. I felt a part
of something.
You liked
doing the bracket?
Yes. There's so many schools I know about because of it, like Gonzaga and
yeah.
NC State was on there. And there's other schools where I'm like, oh, that's a Purdue. Mm. We wouldn't know Purdue. Mm,
totally.
That's a March Madness school.
Yeah.
Kansas, March Madness. We would know what it is. Yeah. But it's a March Madness school.
Another thing with football I was never able to get into is like fantasy football.
Oh.
And I never understood like what. I never really got the appeal of that because it's a lot of work. You got to like check on your team every week.
Yeah, it gave me purpose. I won an 07. I won an
07. Look at that. Gay guys in fantasy football.
I won.
Wow.
Yeah, but here's the gig. I was always writing on the forum, writing funny stuff on the forum. Start a Substack. Start a Substack. These guys don't care what you have to say. No. One time my grandfather said, I love the way that you kind of pretend to not know what's going on. And I think you know more than you lean on. And it's like, pop up. I do not. And then he died. So so who's right?
He thought you were haggling this group. Not
yeah.
haggling. What's the word I'm looking for? Hustling.
Kind of just
hustling.
Like pretending to be less. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't know. Like, I still don't understand. Like, I get fantasy football. They do list the players and they tell you who's going to be good. It's like, and it, yeah. So, but that's kind of all I understand. Like, I don't understand how the game works.
No,
it's no baseball. Like baseball, I get completely.
Yeah,
except for an error. I don't know what an error in baseball is, but I don't need to know.
I won't tell you.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Do you know what it is?
It's just a mistake.
Duh, I could told you that. It's like, what would that even mean?
It's like if you don't catch it or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too, they don't need that word. That would just be like, okay, next inning. You know what I mean? The word for that is out. Or
yeah.
Or like, not out, but like, now they're on base.
Do you want the real reason?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little boring.
Well.
Sorry. Okay, well, I'll make it quick. Basically, the way that they like count if a pitcher has hit like has thrown a perfect game, meaning there were no hits or anything.
Oh.
But sometimes they will get a hit, but then they'll catch the ball, and then it counts as like there wasn't a hit because he didn't get it on base. But then errors basically count against that. So it's a way to like, it's just like a stupid baseball like way.
I only go by one score, and it's on the scoreboard. That's enough for
Fair
baseball.
Enough. Yeah, I agree. Okay, I love that boys club. Should we do our
That's
next
a
one?
Great boys club. I literally was just saying to someone that I actually, it was my dad. I was saying I just have no interest in the culture at all.
Well, the good news is we're off of football for the next 9 months, so.
But baseball, I do. God. I fuck with baseball. Because
I don't really care about sports. Honestly, like that's probably what I should have just said, but like,
yeah.
Super Bowl felt relevant.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think football is our worst sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Football, baseball to me, it's like, it's American hot summer and my grandfather's taking us to the ballpark and he's going to get us a hot dog. And it's like, they're playing dun, dun. Actually, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say what I noticed about baseball now is that you go and they're like playing Rihanna and you're like, this is too loud. Like, I like when it was not rowdy.
Oh, you want like the ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Charge. Like, I'll do it. Like, let's start a wave. Like, let's go. I'm fucking there.
Yeah, people are not doing the wave like they used to.
Because they're playing Rihanna too loud. Mm-hmm. And I love Rihanna. I just like don't need that at my baseball game.
Sure, yeah.
But I want to know, what's a boys club that you are a part of?
I don't know if this really counts, but...
Anything counts.
When I was on my airplane, I felt like I was helping a lot of people like put their luggage into the overhead thing because I'm really tall. And I just felt like a dad. Like, I was just like, oh, okay, like, I'll just like help you. So that's the voice club I'm a part of.
I love that.
Wait, how tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Do you find yourself?
That's Taylor Swift's height.
Wow.
Do people tell you that a lot?
You're not making a good case for yourself right
now. I used to have blonde hair, and I worked in a department store.
You do look like Taylor Swift.
And I had a stalker who told me that I looked like Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
So should we not ask more questions about that?
He carried around a clown doll. So it like, sounds like a fake story, but it's unfortunate.
No. Ew. I thought that made it way more severe. The clown doll.
Oh, yeah.
Have these people not seen it?
Oh, that's terrible.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
But he told me I look like Taylor Swift a lot.
I guess that's his one redeeming factor. wait,
he was a Swiftie.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I love reputation. They're taking him in. He's like, I love reputation. wait, I was going to say about... do you find yourself often helping old ladies at the grocery store as well, like grabbing things off the high shelves?
Yeah, like if I see them struggling, I'll be like, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never known that love or that life. I'm 5'5", so I'll be asking you for help, I think.
Well, I feel like obligated to. Like,
totally.
I feel like if you are a tall person and you see someone like struggling to reach something, like you are an asshole if you don't help them, right? Like I don't even wait for them to ask me. If I see them like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's your lot in life. It's the cross you bear.
Exactly.
Being a tall person. Yeah.
The story won't make sense. So I was at Wegmans and I wanted to buy. So when I go to Wegmans, I used to buy like 14 ice creams because I would just buy like, I'm obsessed with ice cream. Do you remember? Do you know that? Whatever.
Like Swedish.
Yes. Yeah. Like those weird ice creams. Buy like kind of weird, like ED coated ice creams. And I'd buy so many of them. And then this, but one day I went and this woman, I like helped her get, I was like, Oh, you're reaching for that one? And then I got it for her, and I felt so like an all-American guy, whatever.
Hey, thanks, mister.
And it was like that. She's like, that was really nice that you did, whatever.
Did you put that voice on, or were you being yourself?
I was pretty, I really liked that how like corn fed I seemed at that moment.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And then I seemed so normal with her, and I didn't know she was going to stand there for 20 fucking minutes. And then I was kind of like walked away on my merry way, but I like was so in love with her perception of me that then I was like waiting. I kept like circling back to be like, when is she going to leave so I can kind of go in for the ice cream? And kind of like, I don't want this to be like, why is this man getting 14 Nick Swedish ice creams?
Because he is a corn fed man who needs a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that you wanted to go back and like live in that space with her where you were this big guy and she needed your help. Like,
it is nice to help people in that way. Yeah. Then you feel like it's like, oh, that's why people have kids, you know, because it's like they need to feel helpful,
I guess. You think I feel like I was helpful to my mom more than she was helpful to me, if anything. We don't have to get into that, but my mom is like 5'2", so I feel like,
yeah,
I
so
always
were...
had to like help her a lot with stuff.
When we were on the Amtrak, I actually thought there's no better feeling than, it's like almost an exercise when you kind of like hoist it in. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, it's a bit of a clean and press. You're like,
it is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not everyone can handle that. And then all I can see, I have intrusive thoughts. So when I see other people trying to do it, I'm like, you're going to whack me in the face.
I feel like the airport should get the tallest person there. And because every time I've been on a plane recently, and maybe you feel familiar because you were just traveling, people don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get in their seats. They don't know how to get out of their seats. They don't know how to put their bags up. They're like, so we just need to employ the tallest person on the plane to be in charge of putting all the bags up because they have the skill set and they know what they're doing.
Honestly, like I used to have like a 9-to-5 where I would travel a lot. I would like have to like get on a flight like once or twice a month. And it was baffling to me how many people, like the lack of order getting into a plane where I'm like, I know for a fact this is not your first time on an airplane.
Right?
Like there's like you've never seen a movie. Like what is with the confusion of like,
you've never seen a red eye?
I don't know. Where the fuck do you see the bags? Like that, it's like insane. I get like so worked up. Even
no, I feel you. I am more irate on an airplane than I like am anywhere else because
yes.
I don't know what has happened. People's brain is like, are like atrophying in real time.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
They are fully falling apart in real time. I don't know what, you feel like you're ready to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're the person who doesn't know?
Well, when I went to London, I was the one who's like, they're like, this overhead doesn't shut. And then I was like, it's my bag. Because I put it in facing the wrong direction. I didn't know. I was trying to make more room by putting it long.
Yeah.
And then like, but then it did create a bit of a problem.
You know what's a boys club too on airplanes are the people, and sorry if either of you were in this, but the people who will put their jackets up there.
Mm-mm.
Leave room for the bags.
Yeah.
Put it on the ground.
Like, come
if you're
on.
Wearing your Gucci jacket on the plane,
like,
you're
you
already
want it up
wrong.
There? It's probably not. Like, they're probably never cleaning up there.
Ew. Yeah.
And there's so many bags. No.
That's so fucking annoying. But also to your point, though, like for the people who are like, oh, this isn't closing, like, then you fucking fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that either. Just like the calling shit out, like, oh, this won't close. It doesn't fit. Where do I put this? figure it out. Yeah, for totally. 2 seconds.
People and are that woman helpless. Did fix it. She yes, was the flight attendant.
She was the flight attendant? Yes. I can't.
Wait, the other thing too nowadays, I feel like there's always like every time I'm on a plane, it's like, okay, and half of you can't bring your bags on anymore. Just kidding. Like anybody who's, and then like, also, people are not putting it by their seat.
Well, what I so like
then they get
is
up
that,
and they're like sprinting back to try to get their bag, and it's like,
I don't care if they let me madness. Take it on the plane, but if you think I'm going to check it before I get to that gate, you're crazy.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to check it at the door, and then I'm going to watch you put it under the plane, and then I know it's going to be there with me when we get there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it to a man who's a mile away from the security and then we like hope it gets there.
Oh,
no.
I'm exactly no, the same. My friend checked her bag, and I was just like, oh, I don't do that. And she was like, why not? I'm like, because I'm not insane. Yeah. I don't know. I like to I carry my own weight. Sorry.
No, 100%. I don't know the last time I checked a bag. One, because it's expensive, but also I'm just like, I don't trust. The airlines are barely getting us there these days. Like, I don't trust they're going to get our bags there.
I'll never forget. I was 19 years old, and I was coming back for after the holidays to college, and I had just gotten the Doc Martin, the red Doc Martens that I wore 4 times for Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop music video. I literally worn them 4 times. Do you want them? And then I have them. I've moved them. I moved with them. For
are they
more
the color of the cockroach over there?
Yes.
Is that the kind of red we're
kind
looking
of,
at?
Yes. Okay. I've moved more times that, with those shoes than I've worn those shoes. And like
they
a
gotta
lot
be
more.
What, 10 pounds?
They're so heavy. They hurt my ankles. I could not wear them now with my weird ankle. But they lost my luggage, and I was like, this is the worst day of my life. My Doc Martens are. And then they did find it. God is real.
Nice.
They found it. They brought it, yeah.
Yeah, it was the heaviest one with those big Doc Martens in there.
I know. And there's no insurance for that. There's no the insurance would not cover the cost of all of
I
this.
I know, and it's also like they have no way of like, yeah, like knowing like what it would be worth, you know?
I think there's like a maximum amount you can claim, and it's like $500.
Most people's stuff is worth more than that.
The suitcase alone, like right. Luggage alone is like expensive.
I have an away suitcase because I lived with this girl who was hurt. She was kind of like obsessed with Ted Cruz when I lived in Chicago.
What
but then
an interesting obsession to have.
And then she had a brother who I kind of think is maybe gay, but she won't listen to this. And he worked at the away store in LA. Is that, did I say enough? Worked at the away store in LA and sent us away suitcases for free, and I still have
That's amazing. Yes. That's a good thing to get for free.
Yes.
Well, shout out to her. I hope she didn't vote that way.
I just
way.
Think the away, do you have an away suitcase?
No, I have a Brix one and it just broke.
No. So.
Well, wait, away, if you're listening.
Maybe they'll send you
something. Send us something.
Oh, I think I have a warranty, so I will be calling someone.
There's always a warranty or sort of something that you can be like, this was, this, like I just broke, I got this beard trimmer and it broke because I like totally ruined it. And then I was like, there has to be a warranty for this.
It broke because I broke it.
I literally was trying to like put it on. I was like, I just snapped. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't have my own strength. And that's why I have facial hair now.
Yeah. I mean, also, I was going to say maybe it just your beard just grew too quickly and the beard trimmer couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I grow facial hair really fast.
It's true. It's true. It's one of the most masculine things about you.
And then I'll never apologize. We did that.
That's hilarious.
I liked this boy. This boy yes. Reminds me quite a lot of the Amtrak.
Yeah. Because we saw a guy helping a lady out because she was really struggling with her bag.
Yeah. And you're always not sure. It's like, are you supposed to stop? I think the male part of me is always like, oh, I'm supposed to help that. That's interesting that you have that.
Well, I didn't grow up with a father figure, so I feel like that's why.
And also, if you're tall, you have that as well.
You have say so many things where it's like, can we ask more questions about that? And then it's kind of like, you're like, I have a stalker and not a male father figure. And it was like, let's get in. Okay.
I mean, you're welcome to, I guess.
Well.
No.
You don't have to.
But I know what you mean, though, because part of me, I feel like there's like a fine line between toxic masculinity and chivalry. We were talking about this yesterday, and where is that line?
We should. That's important. There's a fine line between toxic masculinity and chivalry.
Yeah, and it's right here.
That's shit. That's true.
No, I'm just kidding.
There is. There's so yes. Like what? Where is the? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, am I being helpful or am I assuming that this person can't do it themselves?
Oh, I think no. I don't think. Not no, yes and, but I feel like it's not that the issue is like, can they not do it themselves? They can't. It's more just like they feel that I need to do this. It's like, oh, I'm the man here, so I should be protecting someone or like helping with something because of this. Like one time I was walking in Chicago after a spin class with this girl that I did Teach for America with, and I won't say her name. Her parents paid her rent, which I think is fine, but I was just like, that's a lot. It's like, it's fine they're paying your rent, but like you could have found a cheaper apartment. It doesn't matter. And now she's married, got my ass. So like, wow. She's happy. Yeah. But she got like bumped by this guy. And then I was like, hey man. Cause like, but like, I don't know. I don't care. What am I going to do? Yeah. But it's like in that moment, I was like, I'm the guy here. I have to be like, hey dude, and then he pulled a knife. Yeah. Yeah,
oh
I'm
my
lucky
God.
To be here. I fell three times and almost got knifed. So like, I had a really hard
life. Did you guys run away?
No, she was like, he's good. And then we kept walking.
So then she saved the day.
Yes, and I always say, because I did teach America on the south side of Chicago, and people are like, oh, was that unsafe? And I say, no, I almost got knifed in River North, the part where everyone's like ritzy, and where like Emmy Rossum would stay when she was there for like Shameless, the Emmy Rossum part.
Wow. That I never knew about the pulling a knife part. I don't think I'd ever heard that part of the story.
God, I've lived it's hard to know what to bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Do you watch Shameless?
I watched it until like Sheila's character was gone because I didn't care about that.
Total. Is that's Joan Cusack, right?
Yes.
So Chicago celebrity.
I know. Don't both Cusacks live there?
Yeah.
I never saw Shameless. I need to go back and watch that.
It's really, the first couple seasons are really good. I don't think I finished
it. I remember people loving it. It had like such a big following when it was like coming out. Yeah.
It's like funny and addictive. I don't know if it's even funny. My memory of it is that it's funny. Am I making that up?
No, I thought it was hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah. Like, Lip is so hot.
Who's the main guy in it?
Jeremy Allen White. Oh, no, William H. Macy.
William H. Macy, that's who it is. Yeah, the dad. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it had gay representation.
Okay, love that.
It had a gay guy in a closet, and his closeted boyfriend. Amazing. In the 2000s, I was eating for that. I was living for that. I like, that's like me and my future boyfriend. Amazing. Yeah, and I love Emmy Rossum in that. She's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I have to check that out.
Chicago's obsessed with her. Like, there's like this baker that like named a thing after her because she's like a Chicago celeb.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
She earned it.
Good
she
did. Her. Should we get into our last one?
What would you feel like is a boys club you want to see in the world?
A boys club I want to see in the world? Oh, God, I don't know. I guess to like your point before about like between like helping people and toxic masculinity, like less attitude.
Yeah.
If that counts.
Yeah. That so like having, it's like a boys club of people who are on the chivalry side and don't have the attitude of the toxic.
Yeah.
Not feeling owed something for doing the chivalrous
and
act.
And that's the difference is like, that's when it's like, chivalry is when they can shut the fuck up and like, I don't know. I just feel like whenever a guy helps me and it like, leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth is because they had to like always like say something or do it with like a little bit of attitude where it's like nobody asked for you to help.
Yeah.
Like you just volunteered yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm worried that's me at the gym.
Who are you doing
I doubt
that to?
It.
Yeah.
I was really rude to this woman to the point where I almost apologized.
Well, she probably deserved it.
So she left a squat rack. No one was on it. And she just like, so I walk, so I'll tell from my POV. I walk up to a squat rack. That sounded so pornish the way I said it. POV. Sorry. Maybe not. I walk up my POV and no one's on the squat rack.
Out.
Yes. So I'm like, so I'll go on the squat rack. I'll do my little squats. This is before I fell three times. And so I am like getting my stuff ready. And then this woman comes up and she's like, oh my God, I was on this and I just ran to get something. And then I was like, there's no way for me to have known that. And then I just like walked away. But like, that's so bitchy to be like, there's no way for me to have known that. Like, that's rude. But I was kind of saying like, this is so annoying. Did I lose this one or win this one?
I'm going to take her side on this one.
I didn't need to give sass.
Well, you could have just said, okay.
I know. There's no way for like how, but it was almost like my mom where she like needs you to know that you're wrong. I was like, how would I have known that you were on this empty squat rack, lady?
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm a genius? No.
Well.
But it was like, why are you being mean to a woman at a gym? Like, this is a toxic place where like we need.
She went home and said, a gay guy yelled at me in the gym today.
And then I feel like I was rude to someone else too, but I forget. Oh, but then I was also rude to a man, so I fixed it.
So you balanced it out. Yeah, you're balanced in the universe.
I'm kind of like a chihuahua there. I'm kind of like a battered chihuahua. Yeah. I think it's part of it is like being at a gym as a gay guy. For me feels like weird because it does feel like such like a man space. So I'm like expecting, I'm already kind of like.
People are going to be weird to you.
Yes. So then when people are like remotely anything, I'm just like, I'm assuming bad intentions. That you're trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
Sure. Yeah. Well, she's not going to get you.
I've totally hijacked your boys club.
No, but I was going to say about on that topic because I feel like anytime in people like. I don't know, like, I feel like a good example is, like, people, like, moving stuff on the sidewalk or something. Like, you know, like, moving furniture or something. Because this happened to my girlfriend and her roommate. They were, like, moving this big, kind of cumbersome piece of furniture. And these guys kept, like, walking by and being like, you guys are holding it wrong. And they were like, can you just fucking help them?
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
If you're going to say something. But it's, like, just like that. It's, yeah. Like, they always have, like a little thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I was, like, carrying something heavy. And a guy was like, do you need help? And I was like, no, I got it. And I, like, stumbled barely. Because I'm carrying something heavy. He goes, oh, don't hurt yourself there. I almost bought a gun and shot him in the head. That I like almost had to like put it down and walk away because it like pissed me off so bad. But I was like, I'm speechless.
Yeah, that's. It's like why do you have to say something?
Yeah,
and it's like it's all just to be like, oh, I don't know. It's just like a weird little dig, a
Men
weird little power grab.
I'm offended because I didn't want
because I don't want your help.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah. And also, like, what was he hoping would happen on the other end of that? That, like, you would be like, thanks, and then you guys would get married? Like, yeah. What is he expecting on the end of that? Yeah.
I think, well, the Super Bowl reminds you kind of that men are broken, because what's so weird to me about the Super Bowl is how high stakes it feels every year. And it's like, we're going to be back here in 12 months. Like, we're going to keep doing these. Yeah. But they can't approach it.
Famously, it's Super Bowl 55.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, there's like, we're going to keep doing this. And it's like, we can't invest so heavily our emotions in each of these things. And then I remember that I actually feel kind of that way every day. And it's like, oh, these straight guys, like, they only feel this for the Super Bowl because they're hiding it for the rest of the year.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what's jarring is like seeing like a really inappropriate like emotional reaction to sports and then finding out that the guy had no money on it. Yeah. And you're like, you didn't even lose anything personally.
Yeah.
And you were getting this worked up. That's crazy. Because losing money, I get. Like, if I lose $5, like, my day is ruined.
Yeah.
But nothing, I don't even.
I can't think of anything that I feel selflessly invested in that way.
Same. In a way, I'm jealous of them, actually.
But,
like,
it's beautiful
to love.
It's like a beautiful thing to have, like, something that is so meaningless that you care about. Like, a place to put
Real
that
Housewives.
Energy.
Joe, you're so right.
But at the same time, if you're hitting the television and, like, busting that off the wall, that's not good. Now we've gone too far. Now
Real
we've gone
Housewives
too far.
Is that, my sense for you is the Spider-Man game could be, or whatever game you play, sorry, is that. Do you know what I mean? I think gaming is that.
Video games, yeah.
Like, this mindless thing where it's like, and in that moment, I wasn't a dad with three kids that don't talk to me. I was a Chiefs fan. I was in the game. I was, yeah. I feel like it's That's, this.
I wish I had something like that. Honestly, like, I'm hating because
about a guy who lost his kids but loves the Chiefs.
Field of Dreams 2.
It's like every guy ever.
Literally, yeah. Field of Dreams 2. You should call up the networks. They would love.
People
that.
Keep saying that there's no MAGA comedy. Maybe like that's
because they're not funny.
I know it's inherently inherently it's like, how would you do that? Maybe that's kind of a movie that could unite the masses.
A movie about a dad trying to get his kids back after the Chiefs lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 And I could be like the gay best friend
to the dad.
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
One Chiefs fan and his gay best friend road trip to get his kids back.
I could walk into any pitch room and be like, and also I'll be the gay best friend.
And,
like, <it's kind> of,
and they're like, this is Dunkirk 2.
It's like, you think they didn't have gay people in the trenches? You think they were?
You put Harry Styles in the last one. We know there were.
Oh, you think people were getting off down there? They are gay people, I tell you right now. And if they didn't at the beginning, they did by the end.
True. Desperate times.
Desperate. No, sorry.
Wait, I feel like I had another thing to add to the boys club.
Toed. Put your toed away.
Yeah, putting the attitude down is definitely part of it. Because, like, I don't know why it always has to come with, like, a snide comment. Like, how in the same breath are you saying, I'm going to be helpful, and then be a dick about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, what is that instinct? I feel like a lot of dads have that instinct, though, so maybe that is an internally, like, male instinct.
I think it's because they don't want to help.
Yeah.
They just want, like, the credit for it.
Fair. Yeah, true. They just want to have been the guy that helped.
Yeah.
But, like, when someone loses their phone, I just say, what color is it? Just because it's, like, I'm not looking, but it's, like, somehow helpful.
But it's, like, having a self-aware, like, there are situations where it's, like, I'm not helping. Like, not to bring up airplanes for the 50th fucking time, but, like, when I'm sitting in the emergency exit row, and I'm, like, yeah, I'll help when it, I'm, not doing anything when this plane goes down. Like, I'm sorry. It's every man for themselves.
No, yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's like, I'll try to open the door if I'm closest to it.
If I open the door, yeah, I would literally jump out. Like, I would, yeah, if I'm on a plane that's going down, I'm relapsing and I'm going to kill myself.
I'm making a TikTok and I'm not like even going to pretend to like, you're like, help I'm other buying people. Wi-Fi like,
to make
like,
a TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, let me pay $30 while the plane goes down for one last ride. You would jump out and then you'd splat on the ground and then they would unfurl the fucking slide afterwards.
Splat is so dark. And they'd be like, oh, he didn't know we had a thing to unfurl. If only he knew we were going to unfurl.
If only he knew we had a bouncy castle coming out of this thing.
Then he wouldn't be splatted on the ground. You hate to splat.
Yeah, I hate to splat.
It's not a good way to go.
Oh my God. Molly, thank you so much for doing the podcast and for coming on. We just had such a blast. This was so fun.
Thank you.
Before we wrap, do you want to tell the people where they can find you or where to look for your stuff?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. It's just Princess Milky. It's like Princess _ Milky with two Y's.
Awesome. And we'll tag her socials in all of this. And definitely check her out on all those socials. Follow her on YouTube and all that good stuff. Follow us on YouTube. Check out our Instagram at Boys Club Comedy. And we have a live show on February 27th, which will be the week this comes out.
Yes.
This Thursday. Come see us live at Club Coming. And stay for a Traitors watch party afterwards if you want to. All right. Molly, thanks so much.
Thank
we'll get
you.
Out of here on a smooch. Bye.
Bye.